Hello, my name is Mark Schaefer. My team and I sell Microsoft Enterprise products. And when you think of that, I want you to think of Skype for Business, Azure, Office 365. We're part of a large team of 25,000 sellers worldwide, but my team focuses here in the Pacific Northwest. At Microsoft, we use our own technology. In sales, we use Microsoft's Dynamics Online. We call it MSX.
It so happens that when you use the tools you build, there's a tendency to do a lot of customizations. That's the case with MSX. Over the many years, we've added so many specialized features and processes that things can become way too complex, and so much so that it's affecting our ability to sell and hurting our employee morale. Last year, I was spending 1.5 days per week on process. Yes, that's 1.5 days a week. I used 11 different tools on a daily basis just to get my job done. Everything from conversations with customers to talking with my team, weekly and monthly consumption reviews, they all happened in different tools that had different reporting processes. We had tools like the TLI, the BMX, CET, Power BI, CRM, manual spreadsheets. I'll lose my breath if I keep going. Worse, the quality of the tools was suffering. None of the data in the tools was synced. There are multiple versions of the truth. And every time we had a meeting to talk about performance, we spent the first half of the meeting fighting over whose data we were going to use. It got so bad that we had to ask our customers how much of our stuff they were actually using because we actually had no idea. In the end, we had so many processes and systems to follow that our sellers just weren't able to keep up. That led me to consistently hound my team to fill out forms, input data, and so on, that it began to feel much like an inspection. If we were to use a baseball analogy, my sellers were throwing 90-mile-an-hour fastballs across the plate, but my radar gun was saying 70 miles an hour. I kept asking them to do more, throw harder, or I'd have to bench them. It was demoralizing. They start to think, I don't want to be here anymore because I know I'm doing the right thing for my team and for my customers. Now, I know that sounds bad, and it was, but let me tell you about the major turnaround that we've had over this last year. All across Microsoft, we're transforming the way we work by making things simpler, taking out unneeded steps, focusing on customers. All the good transformative steps that make any organization run better. Working with the Dynamics CRM product group and Microsoft IT, we started using a new version of MSX. Almost entirely out of the box, all the processes and steps were stripped away, and it was built on one set of data, one version of the truth. Instead of 11 tools, now I use 3, and they're all synced. Anything I do in one tool carries over to the others. They all use the same set of data. It bubbles up through Power BI no matter where I work. It used to be that preparing for my monthly business reviews took 8 hours of validating data, combing through spreadsheets, refreshing everything, validating again, and so on. Now, it takes less than 1 hour for me to prepare for my business review. The amount of time saved is great, but the real benefit is thinking about strategy and long-term vision planning instead of process, process, process. The same goes for my one-on-ones with my team. Not only am I saving hours of prep time, I moved from spending most of my time with them checking data, combing through the results, to coaching them on how to grow their business and nourish their careers. Before, if I had an hour with someone, 50 minutes would be spent on their data, their deployments, and their sales and consumption quotas. Now, we're truly talking about multiple workloads, landing Azure, competitive displacements, and strategic sales motions. And we're getting results. Last year, 2 people on my team met their consumption goals. And this year, the entire team met their goal, and that's no fluke. And our internal satisfaction polling shows a significant improvement in morale. People went from being ready to leave to getting fired up about what they're trying to do.
So lastly, our customers. We no longer have to go out and beg them to provide us data that we should have. We now go to them with conversations and strategic plans to help them get the technology they've purchased from us deployed so they can actually enjoy it.
So yes, I would say we've transformed the way we work, but it's a journey. And like any company, we still have broken processes that need to be fixed. It's exciting to see how much progress we've made, and here at Microsoft, we're all excited to see where this takes us.